We wanted to do this panel. We wanted to talk about kind of where we are now in terms of patent valuation, how we got here, and what the future holds. And as we started to discuss this among the panel members, we realized that, you know, with the exception, with a couple of exceptions, maybe pharmaceuticals, there's at least a perception that patent valuations over the last decade or so have been decreasing. So we've seen a lot of changes both in the way the law has been applied by the courts, the Federal Circuit, the Supreme Court, but also we've had some legislative changes over that time. So we want to talk a little bit, give you a little background of how did we get here, and then maybe some statistical information about trying to quantify what valuations are doing, and give at least some thoughts. I don't know that any of us has a crystal ball into the future, but where are we heading with respect to patent valuations? So, you know, how did we get here? When I started practicing law and doing patent litigation 20 years ago, one of the first things I did was get involved in some of the Lemelson litigation. And, you know, for those of you that have been around, Jerry Lemelson was kind of the king of the submarine patent, if you will. And I remember at that time being naive right out of law school, thinking, how is this even allowed?